Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning. We're continuing with our series of lectures, which we entitled Preaching is the Essence. Recent weeks, we've had the opportunity to interview many senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and this morning, we're going to interview another one of those moons, His Holiness Ratapa Goswami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好！欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列课程《传播是精髓》。近期我们有机会采访到 Srila Prabhupada 的许多年长的门徒。我们说 Srila Prabhupada 将很多轮明月吸引到了他的运动当中来。那么今天早上我们会继续来采访 Srila Prabhupada 吸引进来的另一轮明月，那就是 Ratatva Goswami Maharaj.
Very close and dear friend. We speak on a daily basis.
Ratatva Goswami Maharaj 是我非常亲密也是非常亲近的一位朋友，我们几乎每天都会通话。
Maharaj joined in the earlier part of the 70s. So he'll tell us a bit more about that.
Maharaj 是20世纪70年代早期加入的 Krishna 智觉运动。关于这一方面 ，Maharaj 一会儿会更多的给我们介绍的。
But almost from the beginning of his Krishna consciousness, he was out on the streets distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
基本上，从 Maharaj 一开始加入 Krishna 智觉，他就在大街上。派发着圣普拉布帕德的书籍。
He's occupied various managerial positions through the years, regional secretary. He has served in the United States. He's served in South America and several other places.
这么多年来 ，Maharaj 也在我们的社团当中承担了不少的管理的服务，其中一个就是。地区秘书 Maharaj 也在美国还有南美以及其他的许多地方服务过。
And at one point he got involved with ISKCON Youth. He served as an ashram leader. He had an ashram of boys. And he used to take those boys on tours around the world.
有一段时间 Maharaj 参与到了 ISKCON青少年的一个项目，他是青少年 ashram 的领导，他曾经还带着这些他照顾的小男孩环游世界。
They would visit various temples and also engage in a whole range of different types of, I guess, recreational and enlivening activities, endeared himself to them.
他带着这些男孩去拜访世界各地的庙宇，在此过程当中也会从事丰富多彩的业余娱乐活动，这让他们非常的受鼓舞。这些活动呢，也让 Maharaj 变得对这些男孩来说很亲切。
And they credit him with.Helping them to become Krishna conscious and remain Krishna conscious.
因为是 Maharaj 将这些男孩子带入 Krishna 之觉，也让他们继续留在 Krishna 之觉。
Maharaj also played an instrumental role in caring for His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj when he went through various operations for his health and.Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj told me that Ratapa Goswami is someone who is non-envious. So these are only a few of the highlights of his devotional service and his glories.
圣 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 生病期间，在做手术期间 ，Ratapa Goswami Maharaj 也亲自照顾过。Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 曾经告诉我说， Ritadvaj Maharaj 是一个没有嫉妒心的人。那刚刚我只是蜻蜓点水的点到了 Maharaj 所从事的翻译服务当中的一些亮点。
So please join me in welcoming His Holiness, Ritadvaj Swami Maharaj.
我们一起欢迎 Ritadvaj Swami Maharaj.
Thank you for joining us.
感谢。
So first question I'd like to ask.
Thank you for having me, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
It's always a pleasure to have your association. As you said, we meet almost daily. Very, very happy to be here, especially with our old friends.
感谢 Maharaj, 感谢你的邀请。就像您所说的，我们俩是非常亲近的朋友，每天都会通话的。但不管怎样，今天还是特别高兴能够和老朋友继续相聚。
So, the first question I'd like to ask, and it's something that all devotees want to know about and they're very enlivened by, to hear how the older devotees were first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
第一个我要问的问题也是很多奉献者很想知道的问题。每当听到年长的奉献者是怎么加入 Krishna 之觉的，奉献者都会感到很受鼓舞。
I don't know how to do that because the first time I was introduced to devotees, I didn't know they were devotees. And I didn't recognize anything about them as being
我都不知道该怎么说，我是怎么认识奉献者的？因为第一次接触到奉献者的时候，我根本不知道他们是奉献者，也没认出他们是奉献者，没觉得他们有什么非同寻常的，或者说特别的地方。
Anything special about? I was a musician and I had been.I've done a show the night before, performance the night before, and got home around 6 a.m. And there was a devotee at my house knocking on the door about 9 a.m. Are you referring to Maharaj?
当时我是一个音乐人，前一天晚上我有一场演出，所以第二天早上大概六点多的时候我才回到家里。早上九点多的时候有一位奉献者敲了我们家的门。
Yeah, fine. It's real.
So, I remember he knocked on the door and I've only been asleep for an hour or so. So, he asked for some flowers and I had planted flowers all over my yard. My whole yard was flowers. I remember I looked at him and he had like a pink hat, pink sweatshirt, pink shirt, pink yogi pants, pink socks.
当时我只睡了一个多小时，就看到一个奉献者在敲门。他敲门，我打开门之后，他问我说，能不能在我们家院子里面摘点花儿？因为当时我们院子里面种满了花儿。我看到他的时候，看到他一身的装扮全是粉色的，从头到脚，帽子、上衣，还有。瑜伽裤还有他的袜子鞋子全都是粉色的。
He asked me if he could have some flowers for his for their altar. I said, sure, just take whatever you want.
他问我说能不能允许他摘点花装饰他们的神坛。我就告诉他说要什么你就自己摘吧。
I went back to sleep and about 15, 20 minutes later, he knocked on my door again and asked me if he could have a knife.
然后我就回去接着睡了。大概十到二十分钟之后，他又来敲门问我是不是能够借他一把小刀。
I looked him over even more this time. I went got a big dog. If this guy tries to get me, my dog will bite him.Just leave the knife, just take the knife, put it inside the post box when you're done. Don't knock on the door anymore. I want to go to sleep. I'm trying to sleep.
当时我们家还养着一条大狗，所以说它每次来的时候还会惹得狗都会叫起来，所以我就跟他说，我就借给了他一把小刀，跟他说用完之后就放在门外的油桶上，不要再敲门了，因为我得睡觉。
So I woke up around four o'clock in the afternoon, and I went outside and I noticed all the flowers were gone. He took every single flower. I had planted, I mean, hundreds of flowers. They were all gone.
大概下午四点的时候，我起床后出去，院子里面看看到底他摘了些什么，结果呢？每一个花儿，所有的花儿都被他摘走了。
That night, my friends had a performance. There was a carnival. My friends had a show at the carnival, and I went. And so it's a carnival. It's a big carnival, and Mal Krishna Maharaj and Vishnu John had a bus program, and they would go to all the carnivals across America and do kirtan and distribute books and explain Krishna consciousness to the attendees at the carnival. And so the person that took all the flowers, or that I let have all the flowers, came up to me and offered me some incense.
那天晚上，我的一个朋友要去参加一个盛大的狂欢节，那次狂欢节上，因为他有一个节目要演，所以我也就跟着他去了。去了之后呢，遇到了 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 和 Vishnu Jan Swami， 因为他们俩当时有一个旅行车队，会在全美各大州去参加狂欢节，借此机会去做 Kirtan 唱诵，派发书籍，并且向参加狂欢节的人们介绍 Krishna 之觉。在那次狂欢节上，我就遇到了敲我们家门，在我们家院子里面摘花的那位奉献者，他就主动走到我跟前来给我一盒香。
And I still didn't notice anything different. And Vishnu John Maharaj was singing, doing bhajans on the stage. The boy asked me, here, take some incense. And I said, no, you don't owe me anything. Whatever is mine is yours, whatever yours is mine, kind of like my value philosophy. So I remember looking at Vishnu John chanting, and he started to explain the song, and I thought,So I still didn't notice anything different about these people. I didn't notice anything special. They were wearing dhoti, corporate, they had shaved heads, my hair was about down to here. And I still didn't notice anything special about it. I didn't notice anything.
当时我的知觉并不在状态。所以在那次狂欢节上看到奉献者之后，我还是没有觉得这些人有什么特别的地方。我看到 Vishnu Jan Swami 在舞台上在唱诵着 Bhajan 一首奉爱的歌曲，那位奉献者他给我香的那位奉献者他就问我说要不要拿盒香啊，我就跟他说没关系，你不欠我的，我都是你的，你的都是我的，我满口跟他说着玛雅瓦蒂的哲学。那么我就继续看 Vishnu Jan Swami 在唱诵，唱完之后呢，他就解释了这首歌的含义。当时我看到奉献者们穿着 kurta dhoti， 剃了头发，虽然说我当时的头发可以说是长发披肩，但是我不知怎的还是没有发现那些人有什么特别的地方。所以那次见过他们之后，也没有给我留下太深的印象，我就走开了。
To make an impression on my mind, I just walked away.
所以没有。
I was in a car accident. I was in the hospital for a week, and then I was recovering, and after another week or so, I went for a walk.
之后我出了一次车祸，在医院住了大概一个礼拜的医院。后来我又出了医院之后，好一些了，我就出去散步了。
So I was already a vegetarian, and during the walk, because I had a head concussion in the car accident, and I needed to rest, so I knocked on these people's door that I thought were vegetarians.And they let me in.
因为当时车祸之后还有些后遗症，我还是会头痛，所以那天出去散步的时候，路上我感到又头痛又犯了，感觉需要休息，正好就走到了奉献者们居住的那个地方。当时其实我也已经是素食者了，我也知道他们是素食，我就敲了他们的门。
There was a original pink picture, original picture of the karma, right in the break when you walked in their house. It's all pink with a blue forearm, traditional super soul, with all the energies going through them. And that, and they said, that's Krishna, the Lord of the heart.
进了门之后，迎面看到的就是最早的一个超灵的一个画像。我看到是整个是蓝色的一个四臂的超灵的样子，然后很多能量流进他的身体。我就问奉献者说那是什么呀，他们说那是心中的主。
So I said, oh, I believe that, that's okay. And they had all Prabhupada's books.
我听了以后我就说这个我信，没关系，挺好的，我就进去了。进去之后看到他们那里陈列着所有圣普拉布哈德的书籍。
They were both vegetarians, as I thought, and one of their brothers had joined the Hare Krishna movement. He was actually a classmate of mine in high school. We graduated the same year from high school, and he had joined the movement quite soon after we graduated, 1971 or 72.He graduated from high school in 1970, and I think he moved into the temple 71, 72 or something. So he sent all the books to his brother, every single book, and all the Back to Godhead magazines, he sent them everything. So,
进了门之后，里面我看到的是一对兄弟，这个兄弟其中一位正好是我的高中同学。我们是1970年高中毕业的，我想他很早毕业之后就加入了 Krishna 这些运动，搬到了庙里。我们是70年高中毕业的，他应该71年就搬进去了。那他的哥哥是比较早的加入的，他就把圣帕巴的所有的书籍以及回归神手杂志全都寄给了他。
Part of the question here is how they introduced to Krishna consciousness.I think the first one was kind of a covered introduction, and this one was more real introduction.
你问我是怎么样接触到 Krishna 之觉的，我想我刚刚分享的第一部分的故事等于说是一个隐蔽的方式接触到 Krishna 之觉的，但刚刚谈到的可以说是，或者接下来我要分享的是更加直接的，真正的接触到 Krishna 之觉。
So the next question that Mara sent me was, where, when, and how did you receive your first book? And so that's where it was at that friend's house. He gave me the books, and I just picked it up and just started randomly reading. I don't even remember what book it was.
你也问到我说我是怎么样接触到圣帕巴德的书的，是在哪里？那其实就是在那个朋友的家里，他把圣帕巴德的书给我看，我就随机的挑了一本，我都忘记了第一本我拿到的书是什么了。
If I may, was that Madhusuda? Madhusuda?
Madhusuda.
Yeah. So that.
Yeah. He's Manu passed away.
Right. And so, of course, ISKCON history has it that he was one of the biggest book distributors of our movement. So it was he who sent. He sent the whole set of books to his brother.
As they came out, as they were published, because back then a book would come out every so often, and he would always send it. His brother had the whole set.
Translations.
其实当时那位奉献者，也就是那个兄弟里，当中的那位哥哥，他是 Madhusudan Prabhu， 他也是我们 ISKCON 历史上最伟大的一位派书者之一。当时他就把已经出版出来的圣帕巴的所有的书寄给了他的弟弟，包括所有的杂志。
Used to come out every month. We had several years of Back to Godhead magazine.
包括回归神手杂志，当时是每个月出一期，连续几年的回归神手的杂志，他都有寄给他的弟弟。
Manasutta's brother, came with me to Gainesville in the fall of '76 after I left Winnipeg in the.When they moved to many,
Temple moved from place to place, but he went with.
I joined in Minneapolis. I joined in Winnipeg, Canada, and the Winnipeg, Canada Temple moved to Minneapolis. And when it moved to Minneapolis, I moved to Gainesville, Florida, and Manasutta's brother came with me from. We went back to my hometown, and then he came down to.Gainesville, Florida with me, and the fall, like, must have been like beginning of October 1976.
So, then I'm getting here that he stayed for some time and he left?
Yeah, he did about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then he decided that he wanted to go.Practice Krishna consciousness with his girlfriend back home.
Okay.
Madhusudan 的弟弟，他后来因为我是在加拿大的一个庙宇加入的 Krishna 之觉的庙宇，后来加拿大的那个庙宇搬了地方之后，我又回到了佛罗里达州，当时。马杜苏丹的弟弟也跟我回到了佛罗里达州的甘斯维尔，后来呢，他又决定和他女朋友一起回家休息 Krishna 之觉，不待在庙。
So his brother, who's a devotee, sends the books to, you know, his brother, and the books are there. I guess we assume they were reading to a certain extent. You visit.You see the books, you see the, I guess you see the poster of the super soul, and you see the books, and you pick up a book, and you say, you're not sure which one it was.
I'm not sure. It may have been a magazine. I know I had a book in my hand at one point. I know I had the magazines in my hand, but I don't.
也就是说，是那位哥哥把书给了他弟弟，然后他们把它放在家里。结果你拜访他弟弟的时候看到了这些书，而且之后你去到奉献者住的地方看到了超灵的那张画。那位奉献者，他拿到书之后想必也是读了一些的。后来你去他们家拿起了一本书，你忘了是哪一本了，是吧？的确是不记得到底是哪本了，可能是一本杂志。
I just remember the first thing I read.
Let me go back a bit. So you said there was like you can say your term was a covered introduction, and then later on this was more like the actual introduction.
就像你刚刚说的，第一次见到奉献者。那是一种以隐蔽的方式或者说间接的方式接触到了Krishna 之觉， 但之后接触到书的时候，才是实际上真正的接触到了。
Yes, the first time I didn't recognize anything. I didn't get a book.
因为第一次也没有认出来是他们是奉献者，也没有请书。
They took all the flowers out of my yard. That was a little unusual, but I just thought whatever.
只是那位奉献者把我们院子里面的花全摘走了，虽然说这个事情也挺不非同寻常的。
Yeah. Knowing what you know now, I mean, could you say that, you know, first you actually rendered some service, perhaps unknowingly, and they took every single flower from your front yard, which you probably thought was a bit unusual. I mean, who does that?But, you know, you offer that service and those flowers, I guess they went to Radha-Damodar. Yeah, the lotus feet of Radha-Damodar.
那可不可以说你接触到 Krishna 之举也是因为最初你无意中做了一些奉爱服务，也就是那位奉献者把院子里面的花全摘走了。那我想那些花后来肯定是供奉给了 Radha-Damodar 神像的莲花族了。
Next, you see the devotees, although you don't recognize them as anything special, but you do hear the holy name.
之后你又看到了，又遇到了奉献者，看到他们在，听到他们在唱诵圣名，你是听到了唱诵圣名，对吧？
You do hear.
Yes, I did hear Krishna singing. Yeah.
Yeah, which was quite extraordinary. I mean, he was such a pure-hearted soul. And
yeah.
的确，那次听到了 Vishnu Jam Swami 的唱诵。是的 ，Vishnu Jam Swami 是一个特别的特别的灵魂。
You know, powerful chanter of the holy name. So that.
他是内心很纯粹的一位奉献者。唱诵 Kirtan 特别有力量。
That was the second installment, it seems. Then the third installment to see the Paramatma and those books, and you pick up a book.
那这是第二次，那第三次就是看到超灵的那幅画，然后接触到书。
So I mean, looking back on it and knowing what you know now, would you say there was kind of a progression?
回头想想这些情节，你觉得是不是有一个逐步进步的过程呢？
Tamal Krishna says there was a progression.
Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 他说这些事件有一个逐步进步的过程。
Yeah, pick up the book or magazine or whatever it was. Something stood out.
That comes to point number three.
No, I mean, let me do the interview.
Okay.
So, was there a verse or a phrase, purport, anything that stood out for you? It just like struck you as something like profound in some way?
你说到你任意拿起了一本书，不管是哪本书还是哪个杂志，那在读的时候有没有触动到你的一个诗节或者一句话？让你感到印象很深的。
The first thing I read, Prabhupada said that animals, they go on four legs, and they eat, they sleep, they mate, and they defend. And he said, in human beings, they go on four wheels, and they eat, they sleep, they mate, and defend. What is the difference?
我阅读到的第一个内容让我印象特别深。我读到圣普拉巴达说道，说动物们他们用四条腿行走是为了吃睡交配和防卫，而人类是乘坐着四个轮子的交通工具在行走，也在做着同样的事情，吃睡防卫和交配，这有什么区别呢？
And I just thought, what is this?And then I started thinking, I was in college, I was, you know, in a kind of like popular rock and roll band in my area, which was kind of remote. and I thought I knew everything. And I remember reading it again. Animals go on four legs, they eat, they sleep, they mate, they defend, and human beings go on four wheels, they eat, sleep, mate, and defend. What's the difference now? What is the difference? I read the next sentence. Prophet said there is no difference. One is polished, one is unpolished. One is a polished animal, and one is an unpolished animal. Human life is not meant just to be a polished animal. Human life is meant to understand our relationship with God. And then I thought, uh-oh, I didn't think I was in trouble, but I thought, I got to look into this. I mean, there was no way you can read something like that and not have to ponder.
当时我还在读大学，读到这句话的时候，我确实感到这是我在别的地方可读不到的，但是当时我是典型的当时的大学生的特征，自以为什么都知道，虽然说我们所处的那个地方还是比较边缘的。那读到这一句话的时候，我反复在又再次读了一遍，动物用四条腿行走，做着这四件事，人类乘着四个轮子的交通工具也在做着同样的事情，有什么区别呢？我就继续往下读，我看到了圣普拉布帕的回答了这个问题。他说没有区别，唯一的区别只在于动物是不优雅的，而人类是优雅的动物。但是人体生命不是为了过优雅的动物生活的。我觉得这读了这一句话之后，我觉得倒没有说我觉得很我让我的生命陷入了麻烦之中，但是确实觉得很非同寻常，我就决定要一探究竟了。
The idea say okay, what's the next sentence?
我就往下读，期待着，心里期待着说下一句他会说些什么。
Those few sentences, they pique your interest. What happens next?
那么读到这几句话之后，你引起了你的兴趣，之后又发生了什么呢？
I was captivated, actually. I was quite captivated by it. And I kept reading. I kind of scanned through a few books. And they let me take a few home.
其实我是被深深吸引了，我又翻阅了浏览了几本书，他们也后来也让我把这些书带回家了。
Because I had just been in a car accident, I wasn't working, I wasn't doing anything.
因为当时正好出过车祸不久，所以那段时间我也没有什么事情可做，也不用工作。
I started reading the books.
于是我就开始读书了。
And then found the BBT phone number, started ordering things from BBT, found out about chanting japa, started chanting japa, found out about offering our food, started offering our shop food.
读书的时候，我看到书上也有留 BBT 的联系电话，我跟他们联系之后，知道我要念诵 japa。要供奉食物，我就开始念诵了，也开始供奉食物了。
You said that you correspond with the BBT, because the way it happened with me quite a little similar. It says, what does it say? Those who are interested. Yeah, those who are interested in this.For those who are interested in the subject matter of this book, this is Bhagavad Gita, you know, contact the corresponding secretary. And then it was Arup Das in L.A. Did you correspond with him, or is this directly to the BBT, or how did that work? Do you remember?
你的这一段经历和我的经历有点相似。我读到书的时候，看到书上说，如果你对这个博加梵歌的题旨有兴趣的话，可以和我们的通讯秘书联系。当时我联系的是在洛杉矶的负责人，是 Swarup Das， 是不是你也联系的是他，还是直接联系的 BBT？
I think it was directly with, there was a number, a phone number,
You called them?
I called them up, yeah.
Got it.
I had a cookbook, but I couldn't understand how to offer food. Even though it was in plain English, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I forgot the red translator. They taught me how to offer food over the phone.
当时因为我在书上看到的是一个联系方式，我就直接打了电话去问他们。因为我虽然拿到了一本关于如何烹饪的书，还有如何供奉的书，供奉的书上也写的用简单的英语写着供奉的流程，但是我还是搞不懂。于是我就打电话去咨询他们，他们就在电话上教我怎么供奉。
Wow, over the phone. Did someone taught you to offer food over the phone?
有人在电话上教你怎么样供奉食物的吗？
Her translate, because otherwise she's going to be too much.
So they taught you, the mantras over the phone?
Because we're in the book.
Okay.
这些供奉的 mantra 也是他们在电话上教你的吗？
It was in English. I mean, the book was in English, but the mantras were italicized.
Italicized.
Is that a translatable word? Italicized.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
那本关于讲到供奉食物的那个书倒是英文书，但是因为供奉的那个祷文。他们是用斜体印刷的，我是读不出来的。
Looking at him and I just can't do it. I mean, and so I call him up and I said, I don't know how to do this.
我看了之后还是搞不明白要怎么做，于是我就打电话给他们，问他们到底应该怎么来供奉。
They say you can't say Namah Om, Namah Om.Finally, they just said, "Can you chant Hare Krishna?" I said, "Yeah, I already do that."
问他们的时候，他们问我说，你看着书读不出来 "Nam Om" 这个祷文吗？我说读不出来。他们又问说，那你能念诵 Hare Krishna 吗？我说这个我可以，因为我已经在念诵了。
So they said, "Just," and they had that picture of Krishna and Balaram, where they got the arm on each other, standing in the forest with long hair.And so I had that in my kitchen, and so they said, just when you cook, don't taste anything, and then offer to Krishna the pitcher. And I said, well, how do you know what it tastes like if you don't taste anything? And they said, just cook it properly according to the recipes. Then he said, just bow down and chant Hare Krishna three times, and it's offered.
他们就寄给我一张 Krishna Balaram 的照片，告诉我说，每次做饭的时候我自己不能尝，做完之后供奉给 Krishna Balaram 的照片。我就问他们说，那我不尝怎么知道味道呢？他们就说，你就严格的按照食谱上的来。然后呢，做完之后供奉给 Krishna Balaram 顶拜念诵这些。念诵三次 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 就可以了。
So they did. Yeah. Instructions. Yeah.
所以我就了解到，我做饭的时候要按照书上的指示来做。
Books, and you said you received beads as well? Two beads?
Yeah, we got beads. It's a little fuzzy, but I know we got beads.In the mail, and it came with an instruction manual. Little pamphlet.
Yeah.
And we thought the round was like all this way and then back. Is that one? Is that we're getting two rounds for us? No, we thought this and then back was one round, and then like this and back was two rounds. And so we were chanting. We thought it was 10, but it,
Did you understand?
What happened is that my internet somehow slipped. The big D here. The big D one.
当时你得到了书，是不是也他们也寄了念珠给你？关于念珠，我的印象比较弱，比较模糊，但是的确是有，后来他们有寄念珠给我的，而且同时也有一个使用说明书。我看了使用说明书上之后，我的理解就是念诵的时候从一端念到另外一端，然后再从末尾念回去，这样来回才算一圈。也就是说，我认为的一圈实际上是奉献者所通常计数的两圈，也就是我念十圈的时候是念了二十圈的。
And so we were chanting two. It's actually, we thought it was one. And yeah, we were able to chant a little extra for Krishna.
就这样，我以为的一圈其实是两圈，我在不知不觉的中为 Krishna 额外的念诵了更多的圈数，做了更多的服务。
So you receive the books, you receive the beads, you've got some instruction how to offer foodstuff. Anything else happen at that point?
你拿到了书，又收到了念珠，也得到了怎么样念诵怎么样供奉食物的指导。那段时间还没有，有没有发生其他的事情？
Rupan got the idea that we're getting into this, we should go to a temple and try to figure out what it's all about, because there was no temple. We decided to go to the Winnipeg, Canada temple. So five of us got in at this point I had a job. And we hopped in a car and we drove to the Winnipeg, Canada temple from my hometown and visited a temple for the first time for a week. It was about 300 miles, and you had to go across the border. And we left at like 5 o'clock at night. We got to the temple around 1:30 in the morning.
我拿到了书，开始了念诵，也开始供奉食物了。我的女朋友和我们就觉得对这个事情挺感兴趣的，就想知道奉献者他们在庙里的生活是怎样的。因为我们所住的地方是没有庙宇的，我们就决定去300英里之外的加拿大的那个乌鲁皮的那个庙里去拜访一下。当时我已经在工作了，所以是我们选择的是一个周末的时间去拜访的，是前一天晚上出发，到第二天凌晨大概1:30的时候到达的庙宇。
Welcome to the Hare Krishna. Can I ask, what was your first impression of the devotees and what was going on there?
Lengthy discussion I think it probably has something. But I remember the devotee opened the door, and it's like October, it's about.
那我可不可以问一下，你第一次遇到奉献者进入庙宇，对奉献者的印象是怎样的？对那里的氛围，那里进行的活动是什么样的印象呢？
Below zero, and he only has on a towel, and his head is completely skin shaved all the way down. And he said, the men on the top of the building, the women on the second floor down, and we'll meet in the morning for the program.
到了庙里之后呢，给我开门的那个奉献者，当时因为是已经到了秋季，温度应该已经到-5度了。给我开门的那个奉献者，他就披着一个毛巾，而且我看到他头都是剃光的。他就告诉我说，男士住在顶楼，女士住在二楼。早上的时候，我们一起做清晨的节目。
That was the morning. We got there say around 1:30, 2 o'clock. We didn't know the morning was going to be an hour and a half later.
我们到庙里的时候已经到1:30快2点 的时候了。他说的清晨节目，他说的清晨，我没想到居然是一个多小时之后。
They woke us up at 3:30 in the morning. We slept for about an hour.
因为奉献者们都是大概3:30起床的，也就是我们到了之后，大概一小时之后。
They woke us up out of the morning.
他们也把我们叫醒，让我们去参加 Mangala Arti。
You all went to Mangala Arti.
你们都去参加 Mangala Arti 了吗？
Mangala Arti.
All the deities, you saw the deities and all of that.
是不是看到了神像？
I mean, I've seen the truth in the books, but the first time I saw the deities in person was on that visit.
以前在书上有看到过神像的照片，但是亲自见到神像还是那还是第一次。
嗯。1975。
那是1975年。
And the temple room was probably 5-6 meters wide and maybe 15 meters.15 meters long, and all the ladies were on one side of the temple, and all the men were on the other side of the temple. All the girls were on the right side, and all the men were on the left side of the temple.
当时是1975年，我们去的那个庙，宽大概5-6米，长15米左右，女的在一边，男的在另外一边。
I had a pair of blue. Elena, do you have blue? I have blue jeans. I had a pair of blue jeans and a wool shirt on. And one of the devotees told me I wasn't allowed to wear blue and wool in front of the deities.
当时我去的时候，穿的是一条蓝色的牛仔裤，还有一个比较破旧的一个衬衫。奉献者就告诉我说，见神像不能穿蓝颜色的，也不能穿破旧的衣服。
And so I didn't know what to do, so I said, "This is the only clothes I have. What should I do?" And he said, "Just go into the closet and get a dhoti and a kurta and put it on." So I put on a brahmachari dhoti and a brahmachari kurta.
因为我随身带的也就是这几件衣服了，没有别的，我不知道该怎么办。奉献者就跟我说，那你去衣柜里面自己找一套 dhoti 和 kurta。 于是我就找了一套 brahmachari 的服装
and
穿上之后，我就去到了庙堂里。
My girlfriend was on the other side. She was in the blue sari and I'm on this side. So it was kind of beautiful.
我的女朋友在庙堂的另外一边，也就是女士的另一边，她穿的是蓝色的 sari， 我穿的是一套 brahmachari 真守僧的服装。
It was part of the story, but okay, fair enough.
Anyway,
it was very exciting, very dynamic.
Okay.
庙堂的氛围还是很让人兴奋的，特别的有活力。
Good.
还是
a service or services that you know have been the most gratifying for you through the years.
那这么多年您从事过的风爱服务当中，最让您自己感到内心满足的是什么服务呢？
Myself personally, whatever I was involved in was very, you know, gratifying. In other words, satisfying.
Mm.
In a sense, I found pleasure in washing the big pots for the after the Sunday feast. I found that very pleasurable because we were all associating together, and Prabhupada's katha was going on, Krishna katha was going on, and we felt like we were a family.And that we had a purpose, and it's a mission.
其实我参与的每一个服务都感到特别的让我满足。要说比较突出的，其实就是在周日大餐之后洗锅，因为当时会有很多奉献者联谊，我们会有圣普拉布帕的有关的话题的讲述，还有克什纳话题的讲述，这让我感到是一个大家庭的氛围，我们在为着同一个目标、同一个使命在努力。所以说每次节目的时候，节目过后刷锅这个服务让我感到特别的满足。
A little bit of a beginner's program, and they kind of enrolled me in that beginner's program. And then I said, I think I don't belong in this temple. I think I'd like to be in a temple where I can do sankirtan. Then they sent me out. And about a month and a half later, I was a sankirtan leader for the temple. I had about 40 devotees going out every day. So that would have been right after actually, it would have been in the spring of 77,
我在加拿大加入庙宇的时候，加入庙宇之后就参与的派书的服务。后来回到佛罗里达州之后，当地的奉献者的中心，他们在组织着一个针对新奉献者的出席者的培训课程，他们也想让我参与，因为他们不知道我在加拿大的时候有Sankirtan出去派书的经历。我就跟他们说好像这里并不适合我，于是他们就把我派出去让我去派书了。后来大概到了一个半月之后，1976年的春天，我就开始带领着奉献者去出去派书了。到1977年的时候，我已经是当地的Sankirtan领队派书的领导了，每天会带领着40多位奉献者出去派书。
That's how we maintained ourselves, and eventually the Gainesville Temple was sold, and we had that farm. And
当时我们也是靠派书维系我们的生活的。后来甘斯维尔的那个庙卖出去了，我们后来得到了一个农场社区。
And we maintained a small apartment center because we had a campus lunch program.
之后我们就维系着那里的那个中心，因为我们在当地的大学校园里面有一个午餐派发的节目项目。
It's called Krishna lunch.
那个被称为是Krishna 午餐。
That has been going on now for it'll be 50 years. This this year or next year it'll be 50 years. We've been distributing Shadaman in a major university, like one of them.Top state university distributing prasadam for 50 years. Beginning with maybe like 50 to 100 plates of prasadam, and before the pandemic, we were up to about 1,200 plates of prasadam a day on the campus. But,
截止今年或者今年还是明年，那我们就在佛罗里达州的那所，可以说是当地最知名的大学之一，在那里派发 Krishna 午餐有50年了。刚开始的时候，只有每天的订单只有50到100份，每天派出50到100份Prasadam。后来达到了每天1200份的量。
I visited. We went and we visited the campus. One of my nieces.Going to school there. And I saw there was a long line, and the students were just sitting around, on the ground in the grass there and taking prasadam. But
was quite an atmosphere.
我记得我也有拜访过佛罗里达州的那所大学，因为我的一个侄女儿在那边上大学。我有亲自看到奉献者们在那里派发普沙达姆，那些学生们就排着队来领普沙达姆，领完普沙达姆之后呢，就坐在草地上荣耀普沙达姆，氛围特别好。
We were, I think, just in back of, or around the serving table. I think we were in back, and I was watching the servers, and there was a student who was coming, and she said, I want more of that. It was halava. I mean, and they piled her plate up, and she was just really kind of like crazy to take more halava, you know? By point. So I just want to tell you what the impact that Krishna lunch has had.
那次我拜访的时候，我们就站在奉献者派发普沙达姆的桌子后面，我就在观察着奉献者派发普沙达姆，就看到一个女生走过来，说那个我要多来一点，其实她要的那个是哈罗瓦，奉献者就给她盛了满满的一盘哈罗瓦，看得出她是疯狂的喜欢哈罗瓦，所以我自己也有经历过一个事情。确实也证明了 Krishna 午餐的力量。
I'm sure you have so many stories, but several years ago, I was in Houston and I was invited to do a program at a yoga center. One of the devotees has, I think it's Yogesh Chandra. He has, you know him. He did at the time had a yoga center, and so we had our kirtan. I actually went with Nitai Rukmini that time.And we had a kirtan, we spoke a bit. And I saw this, you know, this American person, you know, maybe in 30s, something like that, early 40s. And he kept smiling through the whole program, you know, just looking and what, you know. And I thought, who is this person, you know? And then afterwards, you know, I mixed with him and said, do we know each other? He said, no, but, you know, I went to the University of Florida and, I took Krishna lunch every day. And he said, it was like, it saved me. I didn't have much money, and it was very economical. But I took prasadam every day, and so I'll never forget that. And it's just, it really touched me in a very deep way.
我相信您自己肯定有很多这方面的很感人的故事，就是 Krishna 午餐是怎样影响人们的。那我亲身遇到过的一个事情，就是有一年我被邀请去休斯顿一个奉献者的一个瑜伽中心，应该是Yogesh Chandra那位奉献者开的瑜伽中心，去做一个 kirtan 节目。当时我也带了妮台和 Rukmini， 我们在做 kirtan 唱诵节目的整个过程当中，我就发现有一位美国男士，大概三四十岁的样子，整个节目过程当中他都在对着我们微笑，我就想这个人到底是谁呢？节目结束之后，我就私下里面跟他交谈了，我问他说我们认识吗？他说不认识，可是呢我在大学期间我一直在吃 Krishna 午餐，每天都是这样， Krishna 午餐真是救了我，当时我并没有多少钱，但是 Krishna 午餐很实惠，所以说Krishna 午餐确实给他很深远的影响。
We have so many experiences. A lot of the professors come to take Krishna. The president of the university, they kind of renovated the whole park.And they made a special place for you. You saw that special place, Maharaj.
Yeah.
They made a special place for us to set up. They put a big plaque of Srila Prabhupada right there. And it said that Prabhupada spoke here in June of 9th. So it'll be June of 1971. It'll be 50 years this year. And so we have a very, very, I mean,It's the professors, the administration, even the president of the university, even the president, the person in charge of the university, comes for prasadam. they did a big renovation. During that renovation, they had the grand opening. And the president, I was present. I was there for the grand opening and a few others. Some people gave millions of dollars. They were there, all the elite, because it cost a lot of money, millions of dollars to renovate it. And the president of the university said, I'd like to thank the Hare Krishnas for being here. He said, I stopped by today and had basmati rice and pasta balls and spaghetti. I had halva and their famous salad dressing. And he just basically glorified the Hare Krishnas during the invocation, during the grand opening of the thing. And then even the donors were saying, thank you, Krishna people, for being here. And we provided the refreshments for the opening of the whole park.
Wow.
的确 ，Krishna 午餐为很多人，给很多人带来了很大的影响。当时我记得，那佛罗里达州的那所大学的校长、教授，还有一些管理人员，他们都会来荣耀 Krishna 午餐。他们甚至为奉献者装修修整了派发 Prasada 的那片地方。本来。奉献者是在那片公园的那个地方派发的，后来也有人布施几百万，他们投入几百万对那个地方进行了装修，专门让奉献者来派发布施。他们装修完之后呢，他们还举办了一个盛大的开幕仪式，在开幕仪式上校长亲自致辞，说非常感恩这些 Hare Krishna 的人们能够来到这里派发 Krishna 午餐，甚至捐款人也发言了，说我特别喜欢他们的 Halava 意大利面、沙拉酱等等。我们都特别的我们都参加了那次的开幕式，我们为那次开幕仪式为每个人准备了一些点心。
There's a hurricane or emergency situations. We feed the police department, we feed the first responders. We're there. They know us by name, they call us for help. And we're definitely prominent members of the community there. The chief of police and the chief of police will come in. Get advice for us on how to organize the police department. The mayor knocks on the door. Our mayor used to be a vegetarian, and the mayor used to knock on the door and say, is there any prasadam left? I have a long day. I don't want to cook when I get home. Just give me some prasadam. The person in charge of the whole city.
Related.
每次有紧急情况的时候，有飓风的时候，我们都会给那些急救员还有警察局的工作人员们去派发食物，派发 prasadam。所以我们奉献者在当地的社区当中还是挺有名的，甚至警察局的人们都会找我们求助，找我们帮忙。而且呢，当地的市长，他也是一个素食者，他也常常会敲我们的门。一天工作结束之后，他就会敲我们的门来说，还有没有菩萨他们剩下来，我这一天工作了一天了，我回家可不想自己再做饭了。
I didn't mention before, you want to speak a little bit about Krishna House?
House is kind of a unique place, isn't it?
你想不想谈谈关于 Krishna 之家这个项目？的确 ，Krishna 之家是一个很特别的地方。
So, Prabhupada instructed devotees to share Krishna consciousness on the universities because that's where the intelligent people are. Intelligent people are in the universities. Instead, you should have like a house where they can live.Go to the morning program and then go to school and come back and have an evening program. And so that's basically what we built in Gainesville, Florida, the University of Florida.
圣 Prabhupada 训示奉献者们要 给大学生在大学里面去传教，因为大学是那些知识分子啊精英人士汇集的地方，所以说我们就去大学做了这样的节目，因为得有一个地方让他们能够来参加清纯的节目，白天去上课，晚上又来参加傍晚的节目。这就是我们的 Krishna 之家在佛罗里达州甘斯维尔市的那所大学啊所做的。
嗯。According to some regulations, we have to have a certified kitchen to distribute the Shadowmite on the campus.
根据当地的规定，当地的法规，如果我们想在大学里面派发 Prasadam，要有一个，我们需要我们的厨房需要得到一个资格证书。
So there was an unusual situation where the restaurant division didn't require a church to have a certificate, but the campus did. So what we did is we started an educational corporation called the Bhakti Academy, and because it was a school, it had to have the certificate.In the kitchen, so we had a certificate for the campus. So then we had this educational organization, and so that educational organization then changed into a new devotee program where kids on campus will spend a whole semester living with us in the Krishna house, go to the whole morning program, and either do service and not have to pay, or half service and half pay, or go to school full time and pay a fee to be in the school. But all of them go to the morning program, the whole morning program from Mangalarti to the class, and then in the evening they have classes. And if they sign up for two semesters, they get a Bhakti Shastri degree from the Ministry of Education of ISKCON.Interesting program because it's amazing how Krishna works. You take away one way to get the certificate to go on the campus. If you think of another way to get the certificate, then that certificate morphs into something even bigger than we had before. I mean, Krishna is just amazing.
So as many,
这样一个许可证其实并不容易，所以我们就想到另外一个主意，在那个甘斯维尔的那所大学里面成立了一个 Bhakti 学院，这样一个教育性的学院。当时有不少的佛罗里达州那所大学的学生，他们会参加我们的节目，还有一些学生会住在我们的 Krishna 之家，早上参加我们的清晨节目，然后晚上放学之后呢，他们又会来到我们的 Krishna 之家听课，就这样他们可以在庙里面做一些服务，就不用付钱，还有的是会做部分的服务，会付一部分的钱，就这样有不少的当时的那个大学生，他们就参与到我们的项目当中来了。他们如果注册报名两学期的话，就能够拿到我们的教育部 ISKCON 教育部颁发给他们的 Bhakti Sastri 的证书，其实挺有意思的。我们看到了 Krishna 的很奇妙的一个安排。我们在申请得到开餐厅或者说厨房的许可证方面遇到了一些困难，但是我们却想出了开一个 Bhakti 学院的方式，以这样的方式我们的影响却更大了，做了更多的服务，所以 Krishna 真的很奇妙。
Visiting with you, I visited with you, and maybe it'd be interesting to the devotees to know a little bit about the history of those buildings and how they're set up.
我记得我和你一起拜访过Krishna 之家那个地方，我觉得有必要跟奉献者大概介绍一下 Krishna 之家那边的结构以及发展的一 发展的历史。其实整个 Krishna 之家啊，这个地方经历了一个比较长的一个发展的过程。刚开始的时候只是一个小公寓，一两个 Brahmachari 在经营，我们的厨房也就四平米的地方。但即便这样，我们还依然在为那个大学校园里面啊提供着 Krishna 午餐。后来我们有了两层楼的大房子，就在那所大学的旁边。有一个集体宿舍楼，后来地方大了之后，大概有500到600平米，总共两座楼加起来。那我们也有了更大的厨房，我们对厨房进行了一个整修，最后也得拿到了厨房经营许可证。后来又有了更多的又有了几座房子，几座楼。后来到最后能够容纳40到42个人住在那里。我们也看到当时大学生还是很愿意参加到我们的Bhakti 学院的培训课程当中来的，他们会提前一学期或者两学期报名参加我们的课程，学 Bhakti Sastry 奉爱经典的哲学课程。而且呢，他们那所大学的图书馆离奉献者派发布沙达的地方也就5到10分钟的时间，特别的方便。
I think it's also worth mentioning. I mean, so we've spoken about Krishna lunch, about the Krishna house, and I think it is worth mentioning our good friend Brahmatirtha Prabhu, who's also been based in Gainesville forever, who's kind of partnered with Braj Bihari Prabhu for ISKCON Resolve.Who was also one of the original devotees who were involved with the Bhaktivedanta Institute, one of the scientists. And now he's acquired a beautiful building there, which will be the base for the Bhaktivedanta Institute.
我们谈到了佛罗里达州甘斯威尔的 Krishna 午餐以及 Krishna 之家这些项目，那我想也有必要提一下我们的好朋友 Brahmatirtha 跑步在那里所做的项目，因为他也在甘斯威尔待了很长的时间。他和 ISKCON 纠纷调解处的 Raja Bihari Prabhu 他们俩都是最初一批的Bhaktivedanta 科学院的成员，而且现在他们得到了一座很漂亮的建筑，重新在建设 Bhaktivedanta 科学院。
Your volume's gone lower for some reason.
It's like, can you hear me now?
Night and day, like night and day. So perfectly clear.
I can't adjust back to Brahma Tirtha.
Yeah.
Is that, first of all, just so the devotees know, if you have that book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, he's Bob Cohen talking to Srila Prabhupada in that book as a volunteer to help educate children. So
they do.
So this book has been translated into like 50 languages. Very, very popular book. And so Ramatirtha was one of the original scientists that joined Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta Institute of Science. And so the institute slowly kind of dissolved and fragmented and stuff like that. And so somehow or another Brahmatirtha brought them all together with his expert conflict mediation skills. And then one of the devotees, His Holiness Vidyananda Maharaj, through the grace of his family's inheritance, purchased a building, which is a magnificent building. Just like our Krishna house when we bought it. We got it very, very inexpensive because it was considered to be in a undeveloped part of the city. And so we got it. We paid maybe very little. It's probably worth 100 times more than we paid for it. And no, it would be like 20 times. Anyway, whatever. And but this house is in like one of the most prestigious old neighborhoods of the city. It's the old wealth. It's like the old rich people, the up and coming, very, very wealthy professional people, the mayors, everybody, anybody that's anybody lives in that neighborhood.
Ramatirtha Prabhu 可能有的奉献者还不了解他，那大家如果读过《完美对话录》这本书的话，就会发现其中的对话的一方是宝布克恩，他和圣帕巴的一段对话。在一次和圣帕巴的对话当中呢，他就接受了做儿童教育的服务。他和圣帕巴的那段对话特别的精彩，最后被编成了那本《完美对话录》这本书，特别的受欢迎，已经被翻译成了五十多门语言。那 Brahmatirtha Prabhu 是最早的加入到 Bhaktivedanta 科学院的奉献者之一，后来 Bhaktivedanta 科学院也解散了。慢慢就解散了，可是因为 Vidyananda Maharaj 的仁慈，因为他们家族继承了一些家族的遗产，所以呢就帮助购买了以低价购买了一座特别漂亮的一座建筑，跟我们当时 Krishna 之家购买的时候情况一样，都是以特低的价格得到了一个很好的地方。
And so it's a very, very, it's a real mark for Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta Institute. Very, very exceptional, beautiful, beautiful building. Yeah, beautiful.
那座 Bhaktivedanta 科学院，那座楼特别漂亮，而且附近都是一些精英人士还有富人居住的地区，所以说可以说是圣帕巴的运动当中很出色的一笔。
Old DI members. Now we have 40 to 50, maybe more, maybe 60 scholars working together in unity, and diversity. Each one has a specialty, a special branch of science, but it's brought all together. Four or five professors, retired professors at the university, donated their entire libraries. We're talking thousands of books to help present Krishna consciousness in a proper way, showing that we're open to a science, we're open to everything. And it's one of the jewels in Srila Prabhupada's what would you say, legacies? How would you say that? It's a jeweled ornament in his legacy.
Bhaktivedanta 科学院最初的时候只有几少数的几位奉献者，那么现在发展到现在已经有40多、50多，可能到了60多位有科学背景的奉献者，他们会本着求同存异的原则，每个人都有自己专门负责的科学领域，目的就是为了向社会大众呈现Krishna 之觉，以科学的方式呈现 Krishna 之觉，让社会大众看到 Krishna 之觉对于科学，现代科学也是持着一个开放包容的态度。所以这个 Bhaktivedanta 科学院也是圣 Prabhupada 给我们留下的遗产当中的一个瑰宝。
Also noteworthy that Prabhupada had so much interest in presenting Krishna consciousness to the scientists and trying to defeat their nonsense, their atheistic views. And one of the fruits of that was Prabhupada's discussions with Bhaktisrupa Damodar Maharaj and some of the other early devotees who were involved with BI. And eventually that came out as the book that we know as Life Comes from Life.You've spoken about the books, you've spoken about prasadam.
我想值得一提的就是圣 Prabhupada 的非常的重视向科学家们呈现 Krishna 之觉，并且击败他们的一些胡说八道的理论，一些滑稽的理论，还有无神论的一些观点。而且Srila Prabhupada花了很长的时间和 Bhakti Swarup Das Maharaj 进行了就是科学方面的讨论，鼓励他以科学的角度向人们去呈现 Krishna 之觉。后来呢也编成了一本书，叫做《生命来自生命》。
Distributing books, nothing about education.
Yeah, so do you want to...
Where do you want to go?
I want to hear a little, because it seems like everything's happening. It's all happening there. I mean, the Krishna house, the Krishna lunch. You started in education. You started the tours from there. You want to speak a little bit about that?
I was invited to become part of the...Gurukul teaching there.
您说到 Krishna House, Krishna 之家，还有 Krishna 午餐，这些都是在佛罗里达州的甘斯维尔发生的。那很多事情看似都是您做的，很多事情看似都是从那里开始的，包括您日后参与的教育的项目。
From that.I worked in, I was a teacher for about 9 years, basically ashram teacher, in near Gainesville, in the small town near Gainesville, and in Mayapur, for 2 years in Mayapur, with the Western boys.
我在甘斯维尔照顾古尔库的孩子们大概9年，做 ashram 的负责人老师。后来在甘斯维尔附近的一个地方也做了同样的服务，后来也在玛雅普尔做古鲁库的老师，照顾那些西方的男孩们。
And from that started the youth tour for boys. And we would travel in the summer, we would travel for about 75 to 80 days together throughout America, putting on festivals.Maybe covering 14,000 miles per summer with 30 boys. And develop some fine young men. Really, really, some of these boys that were with us are now some of our leaders in our society. In fact, I was just talking to Manoram today, earlier, and his wife, and trying to establish a way to do it virtually because it seems, you know, things, we have to keep things in momentum, yeah?
Any highlights from, I mean, that was kind of general, but I know that you visited many temples, you were involved with, you had the boys involved with Rath Yatra.
当时我们也组织了一个青少年旅行团，在夏季暑假的时候，我们会组织他们，组织这些青少年们进行长达75天到80天的全美旅行。在旅行的过程当中，我们也会举办各种节目，我们的旅程加起来也就是13000到14000里的旅程。在这个过程当中，培养了不少优秀的年轻人，他们日后如今已经成为了我们社团的优秀的领导人。其实前几天我还有跟 Manoram Prabhu 和他妻子有谈过，他们也在考虑做一些线上的青少年的项目课程，以便保持这样的培训的势头。
Yeah, every temple.
我们每到一个地方都会都会让这些青少年参与进来，组织一些节目，比如说每个地方我们都会有 Rath Yatra 弹车节。
Yeah, every temple we would set up about 30 tents, 30 display tents in every city, every major city. And that was there were basically weekend festivals. During the week we would do...It's kind of like a training program where we'd be out in the country, out in the wilderness, out in the forest, up in the mountains, in the lakes, in the ocean, just like developing their character. And it was all purposeful, very, very purposeful, very intense, very, very much had an intention, although it looked like chaos, but it was very, very intense, very much in there was a purpose. There was a method behind my madness. And that was to make Krishna consciousness fun. Krishna consciousness cool. Krishna consciousness something that they want to be part of for the rest of their life from having the experiences they had as their youth, in their youth. You know?
的确，我们每旅行到一个城市，都会在就是在那个城市搭建30多个帐篷。这些孩子们就会住在帐篷里面。平时我们会有很多户外的活动，会去野外、山上、海边、各种地方，让他们去体验。我们称这个为塑造品格的一个过程。其实看上去外在的看上去是一片混乱，很疯狂，但是疯狂之后是有方法的，目的是让他们感受到 Krishna 知觉的乐趣，让他们有兴趣把 Krishna 知觉延续下去，在他们日后的生命当中一直有着 Krishna 知觉。
Benefited so much by receiving one of Prabhupada's books and thenyou know, studying them and applying them in your life. And also, for so many years, even to the current day, I know that you distribute Prabhupada's books. And I know that anytime you go out, you usually have a book with you. You usually try to carry a book, just, you know, in the case Krishna makes some arrangement like that. And it's happened many times, as you've told me.
那我们听到您一路走来，从接受到圣帕巴达的一本书，到认真的去研习，后来又参与到圣帕布帕的书籍的派发当中，而且这些年包括现在，您都一直保持着这样一个习惯，无论去哪里，身上总是会带着书，因为 Krishna 总是会有这样的安排人来领书。你也跟我分享过很多这样的例子。
So what would you advise the devotees? I mean, both in the study of Prabhupada's books and the distribution of them.
那么在研习圣帕帕的书籍和派发圣帕帕的书籍方面，您对奉献者有什么样的建议呢？
I know you've heard from many exalted Sankirtan devotees, senior men, and if there's repetition here, I apologize for it in the beginning. But the first thing that comes to my mind is that several things will be as number one is that let's talk about reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
我想你已经采访过一些伟大的桑提尔坦领导，一些资深的派书者了，可能我分享内容当中难免有雷同之处，还请见谅。那在派书或者读书方面，我有几点要分享。首先先说一下阅读和研习圣帕帕的书籍。
We'll do an imagery thing. I think you don't have to close your eyes or anything, but you can do it if you want. You can do an imagery thing and just think that every day, Prabhupada would be translating his books in the evening, at night, from about midnight to 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And he always had someone watching the door. He had someone watching the door to make sure there'd be no disturbance.
首先大家可以做这样一个想象，可以在头脑里面想象这样一个画面。我们知道圣普拉布帕每天都会午夜起床开始翻译，一直翻译到清晨。那么在这个过程当中，每次都会有奉献者给他站岗，以避免别的奉献者或者其他什么人打扰他。
You know, you can just do a visualization and just imagine that you got that service. That was your service for that night.
我们可以在脑海里面想象一下这样一个画面，想象一下，正好有一天晚上，你正在为圣帕帕做这个站岗的服务。
And you were able to hear Srila Prabhupada in the room, you know, clicking on his thing. Krishna says, you know, and going through and making his Bhakti Vedanta purport. Hey, there's a little glimpse where you can see Srila Prabhupada going through the commentaries by the previous acharyas, going through all the Pradyumna's word-for-word transliterations of each Sanskrit verse and making adjustments, and then going through all the different commentaries and formulating his Bhakti Vedanta purport to engage and encourage the people of Kali Yuga to understand Krishna consciousness, and how excited and how thrilling that moment would be. And if we can just understand as we're reading Srila Prabhupada's books, that's what we're doing.
可以想象一下，这一天晚上正好是你为Srila Prabhupada做这个站岗的服务，你能够亲自听到看到圣普拉布帕的在一句一句的用口授机在评注，在录制 Bhaktivedanta 要旨，他引用大量的先前 Acharya 的评注，并且对于这些梵文世界做字对字的翻译评论。那这样，这是多么让人激动让人喜悦的一个情形。那其实每一次我们阅读圣帕帕的书籍的时候，想到这么样一个过程，我们就会感受到无比的激动，很深受鼓舞。我们想到圣普拉帕的付出了那么多的艰辛，就是为了能够让卡利年代的人们理解 Krishna 之觉。
Another way that I like to view it is, say for example, I'm doing something in the temple, and all of a sudden somebody says, Srila Prabhupada wants to speak to you. And immediately you run up, you offer obeisances to Prabhupada, and you say, how can I serve? And he says, just here.
还有一个画面大家可以想象，有一天你在庙宇里面做服务，突然有人跟你说，圣 Prabhupada 想见你，你马上放下手中的服务去见 Prabhupada， 进了门之后就向他顶拜，然后问他，Srila Prabhupada，我应该怎样服务你？ Prabhupada 回答说好好的听听我说。
His books are an invitation to have a personal darshan.
其实我们在阅读圣帕帕的书籍的时候，那我们在参与的是同样的一个情景。每次阅读圣帕帕的书籍，都是圣帕帕的在邀请我们，在得到他的亲身的darshan，亲自的觐见他。
Just imagine you could get a personal one-on-one darshan with Prabhupada.
真的是很奇妙的，你能够一对一的得到是那 Prabhupada 的 darshan.
Or if you and one of your friends or a couple of your friends were called up, Prabhupada wanted to talk to you about something.
想象一下，你或者你的几位朋友一起去见是那 Prabhupada， Prabhupada 有话要对你们说。
And that's what it's like. When you go into Prabhupada's presence, you bow. So we bow down to the books. We offer obeisance to the books. We just imagine how attentive you would be if you had been invited into the room with Prabhupada.
其实我们在阅读圣帕帕的书籍的时候是同样的体验。我们每次读圣帕帕的书籍的时候，都会向书籍顶拜。就跟我们去见 Prabhupada 之前向 Prabhupada 的顶拜是一样的。
To hear what he had to say, because he was saying it to you personally.
我们很热切的，很期待圣 Prabhupada 要对我说些什么，因为他是针对我个人在讲话。
And so there's no difference between Prabhupada's Vani and Prabhupada's Vapu.
Srila Prabhupada 的 Vani 和 Srila Prabhupada 的 Vapu， 他的训示和他的亲身联谊是没有区别的。
In fact, the Vani is more potent than the Vapu.
实际上 Vani 训示比 Vapu 亲身联谊更有力量。
And so by hearing this, by sitting and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, it's literally having darshan with his divine grace. And it's something, I mean, I don't think people, if you had a personal darshan, you'd be just sitting on the edge of your mat or whatever you had, you wouldn't be falling asleep.
所以每一次的阅读，每一次阅读圣帕帕达的书籍的时候，其实和直接darshan圣帕帕达是一样的。我想如果你亲自现场去 darshan Prabhupada， 你肯定是不会睡着的。
So that's some of the ways that I read Prabhupada's books is to understand that I'm having a personal interaction. He's speaking to me, it's not at me, he's revealing the spiritual world to us. By peace.
这就是我阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍的时候的心态和冥想的内容，因为我把每一次阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍的体验都当作是和圣 Prabhupada 的互动和亲身的交流，因为圣 Prabhupada 是在对针对着我们每个人讲话，他在向我们揭示灵性世界，一点一滴的把灵性世界再揭示给我们。
Continue, it's just like, you know, like, I'm sure you've heard that Prabhupada said that I've written these books for my disciples.
我想大家也应该听说过，释迦牟尼曾经说，我写这些书主要是为了我的门徒。
Of course, they're meant for distribution.
当然这些书也是用来派发的。
But it's also meant for us to study, in other words, for us to become purified and become learned.
但同时它也是为了让我们得到进化，让我们来学习得到进化，得到知识。
So that we can give out this information in such a way. And we have to also understand how Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. And there.
这样我们才能够恰当的把这门知识传播出去。而且我们听说过，Srila Prabhupada说， ISKCON 就是我的身体。
Therefore, we want to keep Prabhupada's body very, very healthy.
所以我们想让 Srila Prabhupada 的身体保持尽可能的，保持非常非常的健康。
Just like when the body cooperates with itself, the body is very, very healthy. When the heart can't cooperate with the stomach or whatever, then the body isn't healthy. So we want to keep ISKCON very, very, very healthy by all the parts and parcels of the body cooperating with each other in such a way that there's good, strong health in the body.
如果身体的一些部位，身体的不同器官，心脏或者其他器官不配合的话，身体就会生病。所以同样的 ISKCON 作为 Srila Prabhupada 的身体，它的每一个部分，每一个环节，每一个分支都要完美和谐的去配合，互相合作，否则的话它就不可能健康。
We also have to understand how Prabhupada said ISKCON is my body and the BVT is my heart.
Srila Prabhupada 也说 ISKCON 是我的身体， BVT 是我的心脏。
So of all you want to have your heart very, very strong, and so that BVT is meant to be, what would you say, a predominant aspect of our movement.
要让身体健康的话，心脏的功能肯定要特别的强大，所以说要BVT 在我们的运动的发展过程当中起着非常重要的突出的作用。
Srila Prabhupada actually separated out organizational-wise ISKCON from the BVT for a particular reason. Many of them, we can't get into them because it's just too much information. We have the duty to serve the BVT.
Srila Prabhupada 将 ISKCON 的管理，将 BVT 的管理和 ISKCON 的管理分开了。那是有它的原因的。总之，我们每个人都有责任服务 BBT。
And serve ISKCON in such a way that it's very, very strong and it's very, very healthy.
也有责任服务 ISKCON， 让它保持在非常健康的状态。
That theme, it's just like. If one part of the body becomes ill, the body doesn't seem to function properly.
如果身体的某一个器官无法正常的运转了，那么整个身体也无法正常的运转。
And so, we don't want to become the ill part of the body.
我们可不想成为这个身体上生病的那个器官，生病的部位。
In other words, that we want to remain spiritually strong and spiritually cooperative.
也就是说，我们需要在灵性上保持非常强这样的状态，需要保持合作的状态。
Humility is necessary.
要做到这些，谦卑是很必要的。
To advance in Krishna consciousness, and if we try to if we're not working in a cooperative way, I mean, it doesn't mean that there's not diversity, but in a cooperative way, and coming up to a conclusion and making that conclusion or that stated determination, that stated effort to come true, then we don't want to be that. We don't want to be that weak link in the chain. We want to be the strong link in the chain. And we want to encourage everyone to remain a strong link in the chain so that the chain can pull people out of the Kali Yuga. It takes a group. Each one of us is one of the links. Each one of us has to remain strong. Our strength is in our association. Our strength is in association with devotees, in the association with the books, in the association with the holy name, in the association with Prasad. All these things are very, very important to keep us spiritually.
我们都不想做这个链条当中的薄弱的环节。我们需要每一个成员都在灵性上保持坚强强大，我们才能够形成一条有力的链条， 将卡利年代的人们拖出这个物质世界。那么怎么样在灵性上保持坚强呢？就需要我们去珍惜我们和圣哈巴的书籍的联谊，和奉献者的联谊，和圣灵的联谊，和布刷他们的联谊，让自己得到净化。
In the first verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains in the comment purport that in the Gita Upanishad, the Gita verses, it's explained that one should study Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly with the help of a devotee. And so Prabhupada's books have to be very scrutinizingly studied and very systematically studied. It's nice to go through them in the beginning of your life, just to go through and just read everything. And that sometimes you may know something in some section and you can focus on that. I know Tamal Krishmar did a section one time on Ajamiyo. He did different times. He did different things, the Brahma Samhita. And so, but to systematically, in other words, the Bhagavatam is set up in a very systematic way from Krishna's lotus feet to his smiling face. And so if we go through the Bhagavatam properly, we'll come to that conclusion. And so we study very, 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 very deeply, very, very deeply and intently to understand exactly what we're doing. And when we understand, then our faith grows. Our faith will become so strong, it will be unbreakable. When we come to the point where where our faith can't be broken, we can't be separated from Krishna. And so this gives us that strength. That this is the foundation. Books are the basis. Basis means foundation. Means foundational. It's the foundation of our society. Not only for our own spiritual understanding, it's a foundation for our what would you say, outreach. It's the best way for outreach is to give people information. They can read the information. They can bring out questions. If we're learned, if we're studied, we can answer the questions. And especially in the beginning of our movement, it was the financial basis for our society also. So in so many ways, books are the basis and preaching is the essence. And so it's all connected. It's very much connected. Impurity is the force. Of course. And we can keep ourselves pure in heart by hearing and chanting properly. And then utility is a principle. We have to utilize everything we have according to our time, place, and circumstance to share Krishna consciousness. And one of the questions is, what is one of the things that encourage you the most? One of the things is that when people begin to inquire about Krishna consciousness, so rewarding, just like even the youth, when they started to finally start asking questions about things and started maturing, and very, very enlivening.
圣帕们在佛家梵歌第一个世界，第一章第一个世界的要旨当中就说，一个人应该一丝不苟的、认真的在奉献者的指导下来研习佛家梵歌。他说到一丝不苟、认真的，也就是说，佛家梵歌的学习、圣帕们的书籍的学习要非常的系统、认真。那刚开始的时候，你大概浏览一遍没有问题，但是要系统的、深入的。一丝不苟的去研习，有时候我们可以抽取一些主题一些部分来学习，比如说塔玛克什塔玛尔曾经对阿扎弥勒的这个故事做过一个专题讲座，还有布拉玛萨希达做过一个专题讲座，这是可以的。但同时我们要有系统的去学习，因为圣典博迦坛从整个结构是很系统的，从克什纳的莲花足到克什纳微笑着脸的脸庞，逐步的在那向我们揭示有关 Krishna 的一切。所以说我们需要深入的去研习，当我们深入的循序渐进的系统的读完之后，我们就知道我们到底在做什么。这时候我们培养起来的信心就是不可动摇的信心了。我们说书籍是基础，书籍不光是我们自己灵性理解的基础，也是我们对外传教的基础，甚至是我们社团的经济基础。传播是精髓，我们需要去跟别人分享，还有纯粹是力量，我们需要通过聆听和唱诵来增加我们的纯粹度。 还有运用是原则，我们实际的去运用，自己也会受到鼓舞。像你问到我，我是怎么样感受到鼓舞的，就是每当我看到听到有人开始主动询问有关 Krishna 的话题的时候，我就很受鼓舞。包括那些青少年，当我听到他们主动上前来问有关 Krishna 的一些话题的时候，我就感到很受鼓舞，因为我知道他们正在长大，变得成熟。
Maybe one more little thing on this. It's always been one of my mantras for decades, and that is, I don't want to say if you consider yourself a devotee, but everyone who is a devotee should consider themselves a Sankirtan devotee, because ours is a Sankirtan movement, and you may be someone you may be just a supporter of the book distributor, or you may be the book distributor. But if we have the consciousness that every one of us is a Sankirtan devotee, just like somebody's the engine, somebody's the transmission, someone's the steering wheel, someone's the tire, someone's the seat, someone's the shifter, someone's the door handle. You know, we give an example of a machine, Yanta Rudranya Maya, just like the body's a machine. So each and every one of them has a part to play. And one of them not being more important than the other, but one of them may be more prominently, you know, recognized and less prominently recognized. But we want to be Das Das Anudas. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant to make sure the machine of book distribution and this day, no matter what, I'm a Sankirtan devotee. And when you're in that consciousness, just like me, even when I go to the lake where I walk, there's only a few people out there, but I always have a book and I always have my business card because you never know who you're going to come in contact with. Yeah. It's like I walk out the other day and some guy goes, Hare Krishna, and I go, Hare Krishna, I got something for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just total random, what do you call it, happenstance. I don't know if she can translate that. But because you never know when you have to plant the seed. And if you have that type of mentality, you'll be happy at heart. Because you'll feel yourself part of Lord Chaitanya's Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which meant to be totally victorious. We'll be victorious and the world will be victorious in overcoming the onslaught of the chaos of Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga is just total chaos as far as I'm concerned.
最后想说一点的就是我一直以来的一个 mantra 就是说如果你是奉献者如果即便你可能还不认为你自己是奉献者，但如果你是奉献者，就必定要是Sankirtan奉献者，就是派书的奉献者，因为毕竟我们是一个传教使命Sankirtan运动。那么在这个Sankirtan运动当中，你也许是一线派书员，也可能是支持一线派书员的一个奉献者，但是是同等重要的，就像一个身体不同的器官，有的可能看上去很显著得到了认可，有的不那么显著，但同样都是重要的。所以说需要我们扮演这个角色，扮演好自己的角色，那让整个派出的机器正常的运转起来。包括现在我也有一直有这样的习惯，包括去哭，我出去湖边散步，我也会拿着书，拿我的名片，因为你不知道你会遇到谁。有时候我就会很随意的去遇到一个人，就跟他说，我这里给你有一样东西给你，有一个礼物给你，你永远不知道你会遇到谁。所以说，我们的Sankirtan齐颂圣名运动是Param Vijayate。是 Krishna Sankirtan， 一切荣耀归于其宗圣主 Krishna 之名，所以我们都要为主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命贡献自己的一份力量。
And just continuing on with book distribution a little bit, part of it we kind of went through the study and the book distribution part. Book distribution, in my opinion, it should be according to time, place, and circumstance. Definitely according to time, place, and circumstance.And accordingly, just like now we were faced with people didn't want to get very close to each other, and so we didn't know what to do, but yet this year we had the biggest marathon we ever had by some of the greatest generals that, you know, and what that means is that each and every one of us has God-given intelligence, and if And if we use that intelligence in how to distribute and to do outreach for Krishna consciousness, then that intelligence will be, Krishna will give us intelligence. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Everything is coming from Krishna. And Krishna, if we're thinking like that, Krishna will give us the intelligence according to whatever time, place, and circumstance we're in, how to distribute books in a proper way so that they have the proper effect. And they're just like, it's amazing how it works. And I'll let you translate that, and then I'll finish that statement, if I can remember by the time she gets done.
Hey. 关于开书方面呢，我们需要根据时间、地点和场合，比如说现在新冠疫情期间，我们不人们都不想彼此互相靠近，但是这是却是我们有史以来帕什马拉松开书数量最多的一年，当然也这个功劳归功于那些开书大将们。那由此我们可以看到 ，Krishna 给了我们智性，我们需要把自己的智慧充分的调动起来，以恰当的时间，以恰当的方式，去把书派出去，以便达到我们想要的效果。我们看到整个过程其实是很奇妙的。
So I would just like to end. I guess there's more. I think this is one of those unlimited topics, but. When we distribute books, we have to have conviction in the books. The more conviction we have in the books, the more we'll be able to convince others. One time, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada had many of the GBCs in his room, and he said, "Are you convinced?" So when you get a question like that from Prabhupada, it's like if you say yes, he's going to demand, he's going to challenge that yes. And if you say no, he's going to challenge the no. And so all the GB, when he asks, are you convinced? It's just like, do I say yes? Do I say no? Do I say yes? Do I say no? And all of a sudden he said, I'm convinced. Therefore, I've convinced all of you. I'm convinced. And I've convinced us. So we want to convince others. We have to be convinced ourselves. And as much as we learn and understand this process of Krishna consciousness, whomever we come in contact with, they can be convinced. And they'll see, especially if I want to just mention the quality of the devotee. In other words, they should see, when people see us, they should see something they want to emulate. They want to become like that. If we are, like say, in any way kind of like disturbed or we just say not acting in a proper way, in a cooperative way, or in a functioning way, people will see that and they'll think, well, you're just like everybody else. But if we have something greater or nicer than the outside world has to offer, they'll be very attracted to join our efforts.
其实派书这个话题也是一个我们谈永远谈都谈不完的话题。那关于派书，我想分享的就是我们要派书，自己要先有十足的信心。有一次是 Prabhupada 见那些 JBC 成员，就是问了一个问题，你们都已经充满了十足的信心，完全信服这些书中的内容了吗？奉献者都互相看着对方说，很迟疑，不知道该说是还是不是，因为你说是还是不是，都会被挑战，所以他们不知道该怎么说。但圣帕帕的回答说，至少我是完全幸福了的，我完全幸福了，我才能够说服你们。所以说我们自己先要对这个书有十足的信心，其次就是奉献者的品质，奉献者要让别人看到你身上的有一些他们想要模仿想要拥有的一些品质，而不是敢不合作啊，或者是各方面受到打扰。如果是这样的话，让人看到以后你就是觉得你还是和别人没有什么区别。
I'll just continue just a little bit, and that is utilizing our intelligence, utilizing it to, according to time, place, and circumstance, what is most efficient, what is the most practical, what is the most, the cooperative way I can engage in this, and to have the faith that Krishna will reveal. My experience in the last almost 50 years, is that every time something comes up, we think is going to be an obstacle, all of a sudden it becomes it's like when we got the Bhakti Academy at Krishna House. We needed a certificate. All of a sudden we got a certificate, and that became something greater. And so in the same way, anytime we've met different challenges along the way in Sankirtan, it always turns out to be something. It turns out to be a gift to allow us to do more and more, and to just help more and more people with Krishna consciousness. That's my honest experience.
Hmm.
总之，我们要用上自己的智慧，根据时间、地点和场合，想出有效的、实际的排除的方法。而且，我们要相信 Krishna 会向我们揭示的。那在 Sankirtan 运动当中，有时候我们遇到的看上去是挑战、障碍的事情，之后反倒会变成一种馈赠，让我们有更好的、更多的机会。服务更多的人，帮助更多的人，就像我们在 Krishna 之屋那块地上，本来是要先要得到一个什么开餐厅的证书，但是不好得到，我们最后得到了一个 Bhakti 学院，借助这样的一个机构，我们倒是做了更多的服务。
Hare Krishna, we want to thank His Holiness Uttapa Goswami Maharaj for.Opening his heart and blessing us with so much wonderful Krishna Katha.
我们想再次感谢圣 Uttapa Goswami Maharaj 能够打开心扉，向我们分享 Krishna Katha 有关 Krishna 的话题。
Very, very inspiring.
特别特别的鼓舞人心。
And that's really the aim of these interviews. And I think you've hit the mark. You've hit the mark.
这也是我们做这系列采访节目的目的所在。我想我们的目标是达到了。
Just to confirm, we'll get an unbiased opinion from Shama Leela. Has Maharaj hit the mark?
Yes.
Yes, thank you,
Sean. Thank you, Lawrence. Yes, and thank you. Yes, and then some. Well, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, and it's bringing back being with you is always a pleasure. And seeing Shamalila is very, 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 very inspiring.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, dear devotees, for listening. And now you can mine those gems that Maharaj has offered us this morning. And think about them deeply and see how you can apply them in your own practice of Krishna consciousness.How that can inspire your practice and also inspire, as he explained, your enthusiasm to distribute Krishna consciousness to others.
亲爱的奉献者们，希望大家能够仔细的来聆听这个访谈，从 Maharaj 的分享当中攫取珍贵的珍宝，看看这些教导或者智慧怎么能够运用到您自己的 Krishna 直觉的修习当中，改善您的修习。
Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principle.
书籍是基础，传播是精髓，纯粹是力量，运用是原则。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to His Holiness Uttapa Goswami Maharaj.
所有荣耀归于圣 Uttapa Goswami Maharaj.
Samveta Bhaktivin.
All glories to Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.